Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio, I got Curly. I got CJ and Bubble Boy in here with me as well. How you guys doing?
Rather be underwater, but this is all right for now.
Okay, it'll have to do.
Good God, Greg. Did you go hunting with Dick Cheney?
Someone shot that boy's face full of buckshot.
Yeah, you can see this on Facebook Live today. Yes, I had
it's called the chicken pox.
I had a date with the dermatologist this week, and he froze some spots on my face. So it looks like I've stuck my head into a beehive. And I am the official spokesperson for skin cancer. Thank you. And my face is your reason to do the same.
Does he actually
lather up?
Greg, does he actually make the ching ching sound every time he hits your face? Ching,
oh
ching.
Yeah, I put his three kids through college.
So what you're saying is generous with the reef safe.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Lather up, and don't be like me. Okay, and you can do that too. But also, Jerry the Diver Guy is connected with us via the web. He's in the mountains of Virginia once again. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, everybody?
Well, you know, we're getting prepared for some big things coming up in the dive industry. The Scuba Show is, 2 weeks away? Yeah, 2 weeks away,
yeah,
the 23rd of June. And I'm excited. I can't wait. I've been getting reports that they are looking for a record turnout. And exhibits are through the roof as far as the number and stuff. So it really looks impressive this year for the Scuba Show. And actually, I think we got Dan Orr, who's going to be one of the presenters. He's going to actually talk at the NAWI IQ event, which is going on in conjunction with the Scuba Show in Long Beach. And Dan Orr is on Scuba Radio, I believe, right now. Dan, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing?
We are swell. And actually, I'm glad I got Dan, because I was supposed to tell him, hey, it's time for the show, like 20 minutes ago. And I didn't.
Okay.
I got behind schedule. First time ever.
Not a problem.
And but he was nice enough to join us regardless. So, Dan, you know, I know you are one of the speakers at this IQ event, the International Conference for Underwater Educators.
Education.
Right. Yeah. Pretty noble thing that is taking place, and you're one of the speakers. So your topic of discussion is going to be what exactly?
Is does scuba diving have a retirement age?
Oh, hell no!
Well, that's what I believe also.
Yes, that's what I'm going to go with. I mean, I just showed the world a few weeks ago I can still dive at 55 when I celebrated my birthday there in Saba on a liveaboard trip. So I know it's past 55, so what say you?
Yeah, I just got back from Socorro, as a matter of fact, and I'm 70, and
okay.
Did 10 days of diving there.
Well, okay, so we know it's at least that, and our buddy, the dive guy, he might even have a year or two on you, I don't know. But
And actually, Ernie Brooks was on that trip, and he was celebrating his 83rd birthday. And
sweet!
He was diving.
Yeah, so we're just getting started. So,
yeah, that's right.
I mean, so what are you talking about exactly? Like, there is no limit to how long you can dive or extend your diving career or what?
Well, it really has to look at all of the things that a diver needs to consider when they're going to decide if they're going to continue their diving career or hang up their fins. Mm-hmm. And it also helps to dispel some myths and let people know that as long as they're in good health and as long as they understand what limitations they may have, then there really is no reason why you can't continue to dive safely.
Okay. Well, I like the sound of this already. But there obviously are some... I don't know, parameters or things you need to start taking into account when you get a little bit more advanced on the age scale there, I'm guessing. And you kind of dive into some of that as well, or what?
Well, yeah. I talk about the physiology of aging and the things that you need to consider as you age, because, of course, there are things that happen to your body when you age. And so it's important for you to understand those things. And, again, understand that some of those are limitations.
That's right.
And
some things start
to that you can identify and overcome.
Right. You know, some things start to drag, and you want to... You want to stay streamlined in the water, so you just got to ratchet them up somehow?
Talking about your dive bag?
Yeah, yeah. No, you wouldn't take... I don't know. But there's some things you got to take into consideration. But I would imagine it's more health-related. Like, for me, you know, a couple of years ago, I ended up having open-heart surgery. That kind of derailed my diving for a while there. But it didn't keep me out of the water. I mean, just have to find workarounds and then, you know, adjust accordingly. Maybe you don't dive as extremely as you did back in your, you know, 20s and 30s.
At what depth does your colostomy bag tend to explode?
Well, it being technically correct, unless you filled it underwater.
But no, I mean, once you came back, ascending.
Well, that's not a direction I'm generally going to go in.
Well, thank you, Dan. It's a direction we shouldn't go in.
That's another panel.
It's kind of like the philosophy the military uses. You identify, you adapt, and you overcome.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do as older divers.
Well, very nice. And you said you you're going to talk about this and then some. It's like, what, an hour-long presentation?
It's an hour-long presentation, and I'm also doing presentations at the Scuba Show.
Okay, and so you're covering a few different topics. That's the main one for IQ,
yeah.
And then
that's the one for IQ,
and then for the Scuba Show. What are you doing exactly?
We're talking about five mistakes that divers make in diving safety, and I'm also talking about risk and responsibility.
Okay, all right. These are three very important topics, and just one of a nice sampling. You've seen some of the other presenters, by the way, as part of IQ and the Scuba Show. That is an impressive lineup of stuff that they have at the Scuba Show this year. So, I mean, this is kind of a new thing from my perspective, but they started that IQ event part of, you know, that they've resurrected the last year or two with Nowy's assistance in the Scuba Show. This actually was pre-DEMA days. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been going on since the 70s. And it really is the premier event that now we put on, because it really is a truly educational event that also includes proceedings. So you do have the opportunity to get copies of the papers that are presented during the IQ.
Very nice. All right. Well, Dan, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for taking the time. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks in Long Beach, California. And I'll let you get back to it and prepare accordingly.
Okay. Talking to you again. Hopefully you get a chance to dive together sometime.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we haven't been diving together since Turks and Caicos.
Not long. Well, by the way, I got to ask you, though. You just got back from Sirocco, or where did you?
Socorro.
Sirocco. There's not a whole lot of diving there.
And before that, it was the Philippines. And before that, it was Antarctica.
So, oh, wow.
All three were dive trips.
You're living the dream. So in Socorro, what were you seeing? What were you going there for?
Giant Pacific manta rays. We saw whale sharks. We saw five different species of sharks. We saw just about anything you can possibly imagine that is in that area of the Pacific.
That is so cool.
Giant Pacific manta rays are 20 feet across.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was phenomenal. A live aboard adventure, I'm assuming you were doing? Or
it was on the Nautilus Bellamy.
Okay. Very nice. And you were there with Betty, too, your better half?
No, she couldn't go.
Really?
She couldn't go on that trip.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I left her at home.
Well, you know, yeah, there's sometimes there's things you got to do.
So I'm still in the doghouse.
As you should be for doing such an amazing trip. You play it down when you come back with your diving spouse, if
of course,
you have one of those.
Of course.
Oh, it sucked. You wouldn't want to have been there. Oh, the seas were terrible. So we'll keep that secret between us. But Dan...
But she did go to the Philippines with me and Antarctica.
No, okay. Well, that's one way to get out of the doghouse. Just keep reminding her of that. But good stuff. Well, Dan, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks again. And see you in a couple weeks, my friend.
Okay. Take care.
There you go.
Have a great day.
Yeah. Dan Orr, you know, he's been doing this stuff for years and years and is a plethora of diving knowledge.
Well, I hope Dan gets to get out one of these days and do some diving.
You think? At some point in his life, he might finally get to do that. Yeah.
Well, I just had a thought on the colostomy bag thing.
Yeah, thanks.
Just if when it does happen to you, Greg, inevitably it will.
Okay.
Blame the whales.
Blame the whales.
Why, yeah, remember the poonami we talked about last year?
Yeah.
It's a poonami.
Jerry knows.
Jerry remembers, of course, yeah. Yeah, so. I vaguely remember this after being, you know, talking about it and blocking it out for a certain amount of time.
But well, your point through is what? Hypnosis therapy, we can bring it back. Okay. And you'll remember.
Well, thank you. Or I think I'm going to cut you.
All we need is
it's a golden moment.
Yeah. See, we just need Jerry to say, poonami.
No, we don't. We don't really need that.
Poonami.
Thank you.
Jeez. You guys are sick, man. You need help. You need diving therapy.
Too late for that.
No, no, there's plenty of time for dives.
It's never too late.
All right, look, we got more coming up, more stuff about the scuba show, and then some very unique stories involving sharks. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You are pretty spry for an older fellow.
What you think, Pilates?
Gonna jump right in and take a real long dive. Post a pic if I come out alive. Take in 2, 3, 4, even 5. Cause I can dive at 55.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Let's dive.
I can dive at 55. I proved it. I think there is no retirement age, but you'll have to go to the presentation and listen to Dan Orr at the Scuba Show in Long Beach in a couple weeks to find out for sure. And find out more about that. All right, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. There's a Lionfish Derby, I think the first official, well, maybe second official one of the season for Reef. That happens, it actually is going on this weekend down in South Florida. But also in South Florida this weekend is the Rum Renaissance Festival. I think I got that right. And I have some reporters on the street representing Scuba Radio. I'm hesitant to bring them on the air because this thing started about 2 hours ago, But we're going to give it a shot anyway, and I mean shot purposefully. We got Captain Walt DeMartini and the dive god, Neil Watson, on location. And I have, I think, Neil on the phone. Neil, are you with me? Come in, Neil.
RBT.
There you go.
God, there he is.
Yes. All right, so you guys are at the event as we speak. Is that right, Neil?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay, so
you do realize that drinking rum before 10 does not make you a drunk.
No,
it makes you a pirate.
Yes, we got the delay going, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
just
check.
Yeah. I realize that, and that's why we're on a very slippery slope as we speak. But you know, you guys are there, and basically this event has like how many rums? There, like they got booths set up and samples from rums around the world, right?
There's like 80 vendors,
10 seminars.
There's a VIP lounge.
It's a lot. There's a lot of rum. So how many of those 80 vendors have you visited so far, Neil? You figure? Are you keeping count?
We're about 50%. We did about 40. We have another 40 to go, but we have some time.
Yeah.
We still have some time.
Okay. Well, you're still standing. Basically, you walk the aisles until you fall down. Well, that's true. We don't know. I don't have him on FaceTime video today, so that might be more entertaining.
Greg, ask him how many men on a dead man's chest.
This is actually produced by a buddy of mine, Rob Burr, which was going to be here, but he's up on the stage right now.
Ah.
He used to produce a Die Show years ago in Miami. And also did all my internet stuff. I even have a young lady from California that is here for this rum. She's sampling some of the rum. She's standing right here.
Yeah. Well, it brings everyone together. But that doesn't surprise me that he's a diver guy who kind of evolved into a rum specialist. Because once the diving is done, you have a tendency to hang out at the bar, you know, at the tiki bar, maybe have a cocktail or two. And you know, they kind of go hand in hand. You don't mix the two, but you can separate them and enjoy both activities, right?
Not anymore. The old days,
it was a prerequisite.
But we won't talk about that.
No, of course not.
Pussies.
Yeah, could be. They might be represented there at this rum renaissance.
They're not.
Yeah. So you're there with Walt too, Walt DeMartini?
Yes. Walt. Walt is here.
Yeah. Hey. Are you standing there, Walt? How are you holding up there, buddy?
I'm still standing, but listen, we've been looking around for the drunken sailor. We haven't seen him here. He's not out there with you in California, is he?
No, he's not. I heard that he was going to make an appearance. Matter of fact, there may be a few imposters there at the Rum Renaissance Festival. I mean, you just never know. But you know, he is actually, you know, the B team. If you guys weren't going to be available today, I actually have a phone number for him because he said he would do a live report from the Rum Renaissance Festival for us. He was going to look for the Mermaid Rum people. Have you seen them?
We talked to him earlier. In fact, if you're going to be hanging here for about 2 or 3 minutes, we'll get you and Neil on with our little friend here from California, and I'll see if I can grab one of them and bring them out here real quick.
Well, okay. Well, who's the person you have from California there, Neil? Let's talk to her.
Well, this is my new best friend, Alicia. She's from California, and she's here. She knows more about rum than me.
Okay. But, well, let me talk to her.
Say hello.
All right. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So your name is Alicia? That's what I heard.
Yeah.
No,
Aloysius. Yeah, I'm Elisa. I'm from California,
okay.
Orange County.
So, Elisa, are you one of the event coordinators for this event, or are you just a patron? What is going on?
I'm just participating in the event. I'm here visiting some family members from Florida, and I learned about the event online, and I just decided to come and check it out.
Okay, now it sounds like you're not as far as advanced through the aisles as Walt and Neil. I mean, just the way you're speaking.
Oh, no. I actually, I showed them a 15-year age rum, which I had tried before. So I showed them the VIP area, and there's a couple rums that I've tried that I'm going to show them as well.
Okay. All right. So you're a guide or a...
I think so.
Parole officer, maybe? I don't know. Bail bondsman? They have those on standby down there. Yeah.
good news and bad news. She is our guide, and the bad news is I couldn't even get to the Mermaid Rum people. They are inundated, and I'm going to have to take a pass on them.
Well, today. No worries. No problem. They probably heard that we were using one of our empty Mermaid Rum bottles for the new home of the Scuba Radio Sea Monkeys. And I will tell you, the Sea Monkeys seem very happy today. They are happier than usual. We may have performed an upgrade. But anyway, yeah, we'll talk to them eventually. But so Alicia is there. She's just like one of you guys, and you guys just picked up a fellow, you know, a person to kind of wander the aisles. Is she a diver too, Neil? Not yet. You're talking to her about that.
She said the water's too cold in California, but she spends more time here.
Okay.
Yeah, she had the misfortune to be standing at a table when Walt and I came over with a drink and said hello. We each grabbed an arm and said, hey, let me show you around here.
Yes.
You're not getting away. So,
okay.
But, we're having a great time. This is a very cool event.
Yeah, just be careful. This is how the Me Too movement started there, Neil. So. But regardless, you know, it sounds like you guys are having a big time. And I want to hear the full report, you know, after you've sobered up, too. But it's good to get a little sampling of what's going on right now. Go have some mermaid rum, find some new concoctions for us to taste, and report back to us next week, okay?
Yeah, speaking of sampling, we got 40 more to go.
All right, there you go. I love it. There you go. Dive God, Mr. Neil Watson, and Walt E. Martini reporting.
Or
live.
Maybe it's going to be Gomez soon.
Gomez, and what is the third one? Raul? No, I keep Gomez, and what's the third one?
I forget.
Yeah. So Gomez Hilton, there's a third one that comes out after.
We'll figure it out.
We'll check in with him at the end of the event. He'll pop up there. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I swear, not drinking.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
See the phone's ringing, 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Greg the Dive Master.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, you never guess where I am.
The Rum Renaissance Festival down in South Florida.
Scuba Radio Drunken Sailor.
Yeah, I figured that much right off the bat.
Tell me when we're on the air.
We're on the air right now, you big dummy.
Oh, Jesus. I'm at the Rum Festival.
Yes, I put that together already.
Hey, you never guess who I just ran into at the Rum Festival. You'll never guess in a million years.
Neil Watson and Captain Walt DeMartini.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how did you know?
We just had him on the show. Yeah.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. Well, I was going to see if they wanted to be on the air with you, but they wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah, well... I warned them that you might show up, so that explains
that. They were with a super hot blonde from California named Delicious.
I don't think that's accurate, but close enough when it comes to you.
I'm pretty sure. I think Walt said her name was Delicious.
No.
Maybe he was talking about the rum sampling.
Yeah, I think it could have been that. That would make that'd be a little better. How did they even let you in? That's what I can't figure out.
I do have a there's a message to my madness. There's a reason why I'm at the Rum Festival.
Okay.
I'm trying to unlock the secrets, Greg.
You're locked with secrets.
I'm trying to unlock the secrets. I'm trying to get the recipe of Captain Walt's world famous get naked rum punch.
Uh-huh.
And I think if I follow him, I can figure out what he puts into that.
Okay. Well, he's been through about half the show already, so he got 40 choices of rum, it sounds like to me. But I don't think he's going to be willing to share that secret.
Well, listen, winners never lose and quitters never win.
Okay, so you're not about
persevere.
To quit.
I will persevere.
All right.
And I will try to pick up the trail of Delicious. And if I see Delicious, she will lead me right to Walt.
Yeah. They're going to call security.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I used to watch you at the improv when I was starting out. Things you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to die.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares? Don't die.
There we can go scuba diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. And Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor, evidently down in South Florida at the Rum Renaissance Festival. You can check it out, rumrenaissance.com, by the way. It's going on today and tomorrow. And as you heard, 80 different types of rum from around the world are on display and available for sampling, evidently. So it's only natural that the Drunken Sailor would be hanging around down there at that event. But we do have some diving stuff we got to talk about, too. You know, you mix in the rum after your diving is done. You know what I mean? So they do kind of go hand in hand. Separate the two. If you're not diving, it's okay to sample. That's part of the lifestyle of being a diver, I think, especially when you're hanging out in the islands. You want to try maybe a unique rum. Specific for that particular island that you're visiting. I think that's better than bringing back a T-shirt.
A tropical libation.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of times they're cheaper than a T-shirt. The rum, you know, I learned early on in doing our show that a bottle of rum, bringing that home as a souvenir, was way cheaper than a T-shirt, let alone bottled water.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I think my first souvenir bottle of rum I brought back from an island was in the Bahamas. And the particular rum name was Fire in the Hole.
Nice.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Wow.
Like, who needs this? I know several people that, you know, would.
Have we tried that?
Fire in the Hole?
Or do you not have that?
I don't remember who I gave it to, but I gave it to someone.
Since?
No, I gave it. I didn't drink it. I wasn't about to drink it.
Because I know.
I knew how much I paid for it or how little I paid for it. So I figured it was some kind of swill you probably weren't supposed to drink as much as give to some unsuspecting slob that would find it mildly amusing
and
immature.
So it's not in the same league as Pussers.
No. Pussers is an official nautical rum from way back in the day. They kept the British Naval Air Navy from getting scurvy.
That's great. Is that what you're drinking right now?
No, I'm drinking a JD and a Chemical Storm.
I know. Wow. Diet cola.
Ah,
it's the Chemical S Storm.
Yeah, but it does. It adds to the whole thing when you have some of that type of stuff, and it does make an interesting souvenir. Now, after about 10 years of doing this, I had a liquor cabinet that was exploding, so I put a halt, or I should say, my wife put a halt to bringing home.
Well, that just means you're not consuming it enough or throwing enough parties.
Well, this was before the Drunken Sailor came around. So,
now it's like cobwebs.
You know, when I had that liquor cabinet back in the day, I was like, you know, that was like cheese to a mouse for him. And he just zoned in and found us because, we had it, you know, right there.
Well, I've heard tell that Drunken Sailor can smell one drop of alcohol from 5 miles away underwater,
yeah.
Much like a shark to
very
blood.
Shark-like in that regard, yes. It is a freak of nature, or just a freak, I think. Probably is more appropriate.
But he's at the Rum Fest?
Well, evidently. That's where he said he was calling from, so I'll just leave it at that. You know, watch your local news down there in South Florida for any incidents. at the rum renaissance, and you'll be good to go. But look, we do have some other interesting little tidbits to cover on the show today, including some free diving stuff. You know, we had Dan Orr talking about, you know, the retirement age for diving. We're going to have another guy. His name happens to be Dan as well. And he is giving out a or talking about a presentation about free diving, which is something I have not done.
Is that when you get a free, you dive without paying?
That would be a free dive, but this would be a different type of...
At least tip the crew.
Well, that's just appropriate. But no, free diving, breath hold diving, you know, snorkeling isn't as cool as saying I'm a free diver. And I actually went through a
free
diving course.
Or you could be like sans shorts.
No.
Like, you know, free balling.
No. Well, yeah, actually. Now that you
like Naked
it.
Scuba Boy that you're so fond of playing.
Well, it is. We're finally into June in the warmer water months when Naked Scuba Boy could indeed be spotted right about now. But I digress. This is all about free diving. So Dan's going to share with us what he's going to be sharing with everybody at the Scuba Show here in a couple weeks about now his free diving program. All right, so we got that coming up. But I got a few little interesting sidebars to share. There's a story from Brazil, and I'm going to just throw it out there because the headline is what caught my eye. And I don't know. I'm not even sure how to handle this on the show today. Yeah, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. So the headline is Shark Horror. And no, I'm not talking about Sharknado, the last one, which they just put out the announcement on that. By the way, did you guys see that?
Yeah, wow. I saw it.
Sharknado, the last one. And then it said, it's about time. Or something to that effect.
So how are you handling this? Are you a little sad, or are you okay?
Well, in perspective to this other story, Shark Horror, swimmer dies after shark rips off his penis despite...
What?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I saw that story. Sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
It is a sad story and very disturbing, but he took a bite, you know, in the pelvic area.
Wow.
But you don't see that headline very often. You know what I mean? So I don't know. What's the moral of the story? Don't swim? Be a diver and
maybe wear a cup.
Problem?
Maybe wear a cup.
Mm. What kind of shark was it, Greg? Was it a rock shark?
Well, in Brazil, if it's the area that I'm familiar with, there's a swimming area where bull sharks hang. They're very common. And the place where the guy evidently was swimming was like a no-go zone, like at the mouth of a river where the river meets the ocean, you know?
Does it get murky?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the bull sharks are known to be somewhat aggressive on their own, but in this particular area, you have the combination of bull sharks, murky water. They're migrating back and forth from the fresh and the salt water and the river and that kind of stuff, and it is a hot spot for shark activity. You know, now it didn't. You know, it didn't like the shark was going after them, but it just happened to bite them in a very poorly located area. You hear what I'm saying?
Probably the worst.
Yeah. And he didn't make it. And so it is a sad story, but that is not the headline I want to see. You know what I mean?
No.
That's not good for sharks. That's not good for, obviously, anybody. But I don't know, I'm just trying to come up with any kind of way to... Is there anything we learn from this? Other than which your nonsensical response is wear a cup. That's not what I was
looking for. Chainmail underwear, Greg. Chainmail underwear.
No, no, no.
Ooh, that's good.
If anything, I was like, just don't swim in those areas. But, you know, we don't have this with the divers. The divers, you go down and see the fish and the sharks and say, you don't got to worry about this kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Maybe put on a wig, a very long, shiny wig, to fool the sharks into thinking you're female. There'd be nothing to bite.
Okay.
Leave that one alone. It's a female.
Wow. Okay.
Could be a Rock Hudson shark.
I never thought of female divers having that advantage over the guys in that regard, you know?
In this case, yes.
Oh, boy. I knew I shouldn't have brought up this story in the first place. But anyway.
Hey, I think, you know, we're working through this. We're finding solutions. Communication is the key.
Is it? Jerry the Diver Guy, what do you think? Do you have a comment?
Just when you go swimming, don't let things dangle.
Yeah, no dangles. You take care of the bits and pieces.
Just as you would a dive knife.
Well, no. It's all about being
secure
streamlined.
Secure it to your leg.
Well, it's about being trim. You know, you don't want to have anything dangling anyway.
High speed, low drag.
I don't think this would have mattered in this kid's case, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because he just kind of bit his, you know, torso area or hip or, you know, area. It happened to, you know, get that.
I wonder if the shark was like, God!
Well.
Or was he like, surprise, surprise, surprise?
I don't think he was like that. They don't speak like that. Sharks don't.
Have accents.
Yeah. Of course.
I bet you it's a little salty, though.
Okay. All right, that's enough. None of you. My God. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio. We got Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web, and a bunch of folks watching on Facebook Live today, and watching myself and our drunken scuba radio sea monkeys. That, you know, last week you saw them in their regular habitat, their original habitat where they were hatched, grown, and where we created life. But last week after the show, I had an empty mermaid rum bottle, and I figured, hey, it's time to let them have more space, maybe partake in a bit of the after or backwash of the Drunken Sailor.
I don't see them.
They're right there. No, they're right there in the Mermaid Rum bottle. The Drunken
That's
Sea Monkeys.
That's so murky. I can't see.
No, right there. See, he is. There's Charlie. There's Charlie swimming across. I'm just.
That's
calling.
Not Charlie.
Is that Toby?
That is Toby. It's got to be Toby.
All right.
Greg, that water looks like an unflushed toilet.
Yeah, that's what they like. That's what they like there, Bubble Boy.
That's disgusting.
If you were a sea monkey, you would love that. You would be in heaven. I mean, now they're in their own mermaid rum.
I'm not so sure. I mean, the picture with the little cartoon sea monkeys, that's blue water. That's clear blue water.
Yeah, but that's...
That's not murky and nasty.
Yeah, that's CGI, you know. The real world sea monkeys look like, you know, they it's a little murkier. You know, they like it. Ugh. It kind of allows them to hide. You know, like lobsters are a little bit out and about on the reef when there's when the water visibility is down. They feel,
I failed
bold.
To see the correlation between
the
sea
monkeys
and
sea
monkeys.
They're swimming around in the open water of the mermaid rum bottle, and they're as happy as can be. So
says you.
I'm telling you, they are.
Does anybody believe him?
Yeah. Well, Gerald from San Diego does. Dave and Al and Jay, all on Facebook Live. I think they all agree with me. Right, guys? Just give me a thumbs up. There you go. Perfect. All right. So, you know, there is some other stuff going on, believe it or not. CJ has been busy doing audiobooks, the latest being Turks and Chaos from our buddy Eric Douglas.
Hostile Waters.
Yes, that is now out and available as an audiobook on Audible or Amazon. Just go there.
Audible.com.
Right. But also available through Amazon or booksbyeric.com.
iTunes.
Now, Eric launched a special thing this week, too, where you can actually win a free copy of the audiobook by taking a quiz. Now, we have it on the Scuba Radio Facebook page, and you can do this quiz and... if you get the answers right, and they're pretty easy, it's only like 5 questions about some of his other books, then you can potentially win a free version of the audiobook. But not to rest on his laurels, because he doesn't even have any.
No.
CJ keeps advancing the audiobook realm with his talent.
Why, thank you.
And the latest release, or at least you started this, I don't know if you're going to finish it, because we have a rough cut. So I'm going to give people like a glimpse behind the curtain of what it takes to put a audio book together. And from our other show, Just Plain Radio, one of the listeners sent a book that featured me. Now, just like in Turks and Chaos, where I was one of the characters in Eric's book with his main character, Mike Scott, this one is was I don't know if it was written by the listener, but he sent it in to me. It's called Greg, the Little Plane. I'm showing it to our Facebook Live folks. And you know, it's not quite on the same level of Eric's stuff, but CJ was nice enough to give us this is kind of a raw take of what it's like to record an audiobook. Is that what it is, CJ?
Yeah, it's I left in the mistakes, warts and all.
Warts and all, okay, but it'll give you a little glimpse of what this book is all about. Let's take a listen.
Gather around, kids. It's story time for little Greggy. The Little Plane, Dinkle Boo personalized story. Greg the Little Plane was excited as he rolled up to the gates of Wally. Greg the Little... Greg?
Take two.
Greg.
Come on, CJ, take it serious.
Greg the Little Plane was excited as he rolled up to the gates of Wally Acres Flight School. All planes came here to learn how to fly. It was here that Greg would find out what kind of plane he was going to be.
Ooh.
He wanted to be a plane that made a difference in the world.
Welcome, Greg, a Piper Archer II plane said as it taxied up to the gate. I'm Big Mike, your flight instructor. Welcome to Wally Acres.
Huh. I want to be a bush plane, Greg said.
I don't sound like
Big
that.
Mike looked at Greg and smiled.
Good for you, he said. Bush planes may not be fancy or super fast, but their work is very important. And they were very popular in the 80s. You don't see many bush planes these days, but they're still around.
Okay.
But they're popular amongst the older pilots.
Big Mike revved up his engine.
Are you ready to get to work?
He asked. Yes, Big Mike, Greg said.
I'm ready
to make a difference.
That was adorable.
It was okay. I mean,
but that was young Greg, the little plane.
Okay, I get it.
I may have taken a couple of liberties with the script.
Creative license.
That's what they call it.
Yes. All right. So whether that one actually evolves into a full audiobook of Greg the Little Plane, I'm my vote is no. But I appreciate
you're not
going to
be a Bush plane.
I just don't like the way I sound. I mean, I'd rather play myself.
I don't want to say dead accurate, but it was pretty close.
Well, okay.
Or a puddle jumper.
All right, free diving next is what we're going to do to kick off hour two. Stick around. It can only get better from here, right?
God help us.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.